To the part, the most important part of this service, and that's the word of God. Yeah. And we got a pastor that we know can preach, can teach, and will preach, and will teach. So after the choir has given us the spiritual selection of their choice, the next voice you are scheduled to hear is none other than Dr. Isaac Burnett. Hear him for his grace and ability.
Hello.
Okay.
I just started. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. I'm leaning on Jesus. What a blessedness. What a peace of mind. I'm leaning on Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. I'm leaning on Jesus. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. I'm leaning on Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. I'm leaning on Jesus. What a blessedness. What a peace of mind. I'm leaning on Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. Leaning on Jesus. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. I'm leaning on Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Wait, okay. Leaning on Jesus. Leaning on Jesus. I'm leaning on Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning.
Anyone else out there leaning? Hallelujah. This is another day the Lord has made. We're supposed to be rejoicing and glad that you're in the day. Because they could have left you in yesterday. But I'm so glad, I don't know about you, but he brought me into today. Hallelujah. And I can see another resurrection day. Praise God. On this side. Praise God. So we praise God for each of you in the house. Praise God. And I hope you have a blessed resurrection day. And not just today, all the days that he spared you to be in. But this day forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are so grateful to see all your faces in the house. Praise God. And I mean, let's give God some thanks for being here today anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we woke up this morning. Hallelujah. He didn't just leave you there. He got you out of your bed. Hallelujah. Because it's a struggle to get out of the bed sometimes. And the older you get, the more you'll find that out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the devil didn't want me to come. I woke up bent over. Hallelujah. But I'm straight now. I don't know how long, but the Lord is doing it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And on tomorrow, pray for us on tomorrow. Do a solid nerve treatment. And at 9:30, so we're praying that whatever they do works. Hallelujah. Called the other leader got a month ago, didn't work. That's why they changed to from that steroid to the nerve pain. Praise God. So praise for it. What time is it? Good news time. We come to bring you some good news. In this bad news world. Anybody need some good news? Well, the bad news is getting worse all the time. Then we got leaders of the country acting like they're crazy. But God got it in control. Whatever it is, we need it. Hallelujah. And God is going to work it out. Hallelujah. He's going to work it out somehow, some way. He's going to work it out for us. They don't want to work right for me here. Okay, but the devil is a lie. And God's word will come forth today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We praise God for each of you again. Oh, our presider, Minister Bess. And assistant, Elders Green and all our other preachers in the house. It's good to see Elder Grandin with us. Okay. And we praise God for the choir, ushers, officers of the church, And we praise God for you, 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 and you. All lay people. Everybody's special. Everybody's precious. Everybody's somebody. And everybody looks good. Hallelujah. Because we were made wonderfully made. Beautiful. In God's own time. Hallelujah. And we were made for him and not for ourselves. From the book of Matthew, 28th chapter. Starting at verse 5. Matthew 28 chapter, beginning at verse 5. Are we there? Okay. Those of you looking, it's the first book of the New Testament, and it's the last chapter. All right. Matthew 28. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell this his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And tell somebody, go tell it. Go tell it. We like to tell things. Okay. But a lot of times we like to tell the wrong thing. It seems like you get more pleasure out telling what's wrong than what's telling what's good and right. We want to go against the odd. Go tell it. Jesus gave us commission when he told us, go to all the world and make disciples. Go tell it. You can't make disciples if you don't say anything to anybody but yourself. You can't make disciples if all you talk to is the ones you already know are disciples. You need to tell somebody different every day. Somebody needs the word from the Lord. Somebody is in pain. Somebody in misery. Somebody is distressed. Somebody is lonely and don't have no joy in the life. You need to go talk to them. Hallelujah. You need to give them some encouraging words. Let them know that God's got it. And he was working it out for you right now. The word says he will not allow anything to come upon us more than we're able to handle. Right. Tell somebody. Everybody's going through with something. And some people think that they're the Lone Ranger. Okay, they're the only one going through. And everybody else seems to be going around this world doing whatever they want to do and to whom they want to do it with to and to whom they want to do it with. And seem like they are either doing it to you or leaving you out. Okay. Whatever they're doing to you, they're blessing you. You need to tell somebody. And if you let them know they're blessing you, they'll stop doing what they're doing. Okay. Know that God is God. And there are no other like him. You need to tell somebody. He's not a God that will not do what it said he would do. He's not short on his promise. Whatever he said he'll do, he shall surely do it. Is it going to be done on this side or is it going to be done on the other side, but it's going to get done? You can count on God and stop blaming God for the bad in your life. God didn't cause no bad on you. Okay? He didn't cause this to happen to you. Because he made this world. Yeah. And when he made the world, he looked at it and saw it was good. Yeah. And then he made man. And placed him in the garden and thought that was good as well. Uh-huh. But then he knew man was lonely. So he made him a helpmeet. Because everything else in the garden had helpmeets, except man. And so God didn't leave him out. So that goes to show that whatever he does for you, he'll do it for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, he don't treat me one way and treat you a different way. You may not be going through the same thing, but you're going through something that may be similar. Okay? And everybody needs to be encouraged. Everybody needs to hear a good word from somebody today. Even though they may be walking around saying, I don't need nobody, they need somebody. Because they don't want to be here on this earth by themselves. Okay? How you know? Because Adam was lonely. He was by himself. And God will work things out according to his divine will and purpose for you in this world. See, you're here for a purpose. Okay? And you're here for a reason and not just a season. Okay? Tell somebody, neighbor, you're here for a reason. Not just a season. Okay? And we might need to make sure that we get that reason done. All right? You've been given the stewardship of a particular job in this world. And we need to know. Knock it down. All right. Go tell it. Yeah. But make sure whatever you tell is good. Yeah. All right. Because like I said, God made everything. He made it good. And he made it very good. All right. And gave you the choice to either be good or to be bad. All right, you got that choice. Every day you choose to be good or bad. You choose to be right or wrong. You choose to be anything and everything that you want to be or don't want to be. Nobody makes you do a thing. But we'll do like Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do nothing. He just suggested it to you. You did it. All right. Let the world know it's not the person that's perpetrating the crime. It is the devil. Stop hating people. When it's the devil you ought to be mad with. Okay. It is not the persons they think they're doing what's right. Okay. People have died because somebody thought they were doing the Lord's work. God didn't put you down here as an executioner. Okay. He put you down here to love somebody, to encourage somebody. He comes down here, he put you down here to lift somebody up. You may not have no money, but that's good. You can be like John and Peter. Silver and gold, I don't have it to give. But such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus, give. Hallelujah. Get up out of your bed. In the name of Jesus. And you don't have to have no money. Because I heard Isaiah said, come with that price. Yeah. You can't say I would have been saved, but I didn't have no money. Tell somebody that money ain't got nothing to do with it. You just got to believe in something, in Jesus. Believe he is the Son of God. Believe he is the maker and creator of the world. He is. Hallelujah. He is. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of God, came to this earth to save mankind from their sin. And it took him 42 generations, but it came. And when it came, he came with love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Tell somebody that God loves you because he gave up his Son so that you can have life everlasting with him and his Father. You need to tell somebody. And so when he came, he spent his time in the area of Galilee and Jerusalem and Nazareth and Jericho and Samaria and places that he could walk to and minister as he went. Here we are. We got air conditioned and heated cars. And don't have what you need to do to get up and get in that car and come and say, Jesus, I remember what you've done for me. on this Lord's Day. Hallelujah. We don't use the car to minister to people. We use it to show off, building our ego, and not building somebody else's. And so here we are, Jesus came, and he loved us so much that he gave his life. But leading up to that, we talk about the seven last words. I want to talk about maybe the seven last days before the crucifixion. On Sunday, that had been last Sunday, first of the week, he rode into Bethany and Bethlehem and went away to Jerusalem. And before he got there, he told two of his disciples to go and get a donkey that was tied, and never a man had rode on it or sit on it. And they did that, and they got the donkey, and I'm cutting it short now. They got the donkey, and they placed that garment on the donkey's back. And the donkey just let him do what he wanted to do. But the donkey wasn't tame. And you get on a horse or a donkey and they ain't been broke, you in for a surprise. Because you're going to be off on the ground. Here he is, all the thing on the donkey is the clothing. No saddle. And the donkey had never been ridden on before. But Jesus sit on him. For you and for me. And they began to cry out, Hosanna. Hosanna. Blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord. They praised him and they worshiped him on the first day. The second day and third day he ministered to them. In the temple and in the streets, wherever he went. But this was part of the prophecy. Setting up him for him because they said he must die for the sins of the world. On Wednesday day, he went into the temple and he throwed out the money changers and those that sold things in the temple. And this was keep making those priests angry. The high priest and the chief priest tell somebody church folks or something. The head man. Against the head man. Yeah. See, the head man thought he was a head man. But the head man was the head man, and his name was Jesus. Because he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is. Tell somebody that Jesus is the lasting Father. He is our joy, our hope, our peace. He is my loving Father. He is somebody. Yeah, and now on Thursday, Judas betrayed him. The Passover was being kept. They went into the garden and my olive. And there they had their they crucified. Okay. But here they had a supper in the Garden of Mount Olives. And there, Jesus. Okay. Told Judas when they came up with the army to take him. They told him, Judas Iscariot betrays the Son of Man with a kiss. You thought somebody was kissing you, were glad to see you. And we want to know that I love you, but here his kiss was saying, condemn him. All right. The Jews were the treasurer. All right. Church people. The church people were doing all the plotting. All right. The church people want to have things their way and not the way the Lord wants it. But anyway, they came and took Jesus, and Peter cut off the guard's ear and Jesus placed it back on it. But they took him and led him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Jesus could have called 10,000 legions of angels at any time. He could have called them down to release him. But he loved us and decided that he would stand there, because when he was praying in the garden, he prayed that, Father, if it's possible, that this cup be passed from me. Father, do it for me. But not as I will, but as your will be done. We got to realize it's God's will in our lives. Yeah. Whatever's happening to us, he said, give us strength. Yeah. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Concerning you, Jesus, the Son of God. Yeah. He came and took the humiliation that they carried him through. Then there was the Friday morning. Pilate and the chief priests, and the governor, Herod. They, the one that was, he was passed from place to place. Nobody could find no fault in him. But yet they condemned him anyway. You talking about, I ain't doing no wrong. Ain't done no wrong. Why are they persecuting me? Because Jesus said, because they did it to the prophets. Because they did it to me, they're going to do it to you. So don't be so surprised when somebody do something against you and you don't know why they're doing it. It's not why they're doing it. You know why they're doing it. They're blessing you. And you don't know that you being blessed. Hallelujah. Because it said, blessed are ye when men revile and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice. Hallelujah. I'm running out of time, so I better move on. Okay. Then they were carrying him and put that cross on his shoulder. And he carried it up Golgotha Hill, place called Calvary. But on the way there, they saw this black man, Simon. And they took the cross from off Jesus and put on Simon. And there, the song comes up, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? The answer came, no, there is a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. I heard Jesus say, if your enemy is to follow me, let him pick up his cross and follow me daily. So you carry the cross every day. Not today and skip 10 days and pick it up again tomorrow. You have the cross you got to carry every day. So nothing is surprising you when it comes up in your face. You know it's part of the cross that you have to carry. The weight of the cross, which is the weight of the sins of the world, is when Jesus was not fell down. Hallelujah. Because of the sins of the world. He fell on his knees. But he got back up. Said, neighbor, you can fall down, but you can get up again. Because of Jesus. Hallelujah. He made it so you can get up again. You can fall down today, get up today. Fall down today, get up tomorrow. Whatever you give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. You can tell somebody you can do it today and get up today. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait. The scripture said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So they stretched him out, nails in his hand, nail in his feet, and they pinched him on the side. All for you. Jesus died on that Friday, and the sun refused to shine. It stayed dark from the 6th hour to the 9th. Jesus died for your sin and mine. Jesus had done no wrong. Hallelujah. But he died for you, you, and you, and for me. Jesus, they took him down from off the cross and laid him in a borrowed tomb. They took Jesus, your Lord and my Lord, sealed him up in a tomb that was given to him by Joseph, that he had for himself, a brand new tomb. But Jesus didn't need no permanent place. He just needed for a little while. All right. So he didn't need to have no permanent tomb. Jesus got up from the grave. And he got up. Hallelujah. That early Sunday morning. He stayed in the grave Friday, Saturday, but early on the third day. He got up with all power in his hand. He got up saying, I am the resurrection and the life. He got up, and anybody call on him, he will save you. If anybody call him, he will deliver you. Whatever it is, tell somebody that Jesus saved to the utmost. Jesus saved. How do you know? Because he saved me. How do you know he got up? He got up with me. August 8, 1973. He rose. Hallelujah. In a city called Greensboro, North Carolina. He got up. He got up in me. And I couldn't got it. Got up. Got myself together. Tears rolling. Hallelujah. And I walked to the nearest church. Hallelujah. Because they had an automobile. I was like Jesus. Had to walk. Yeah. But he got up. I know he got up. Because ever since then, I've been feeling him every now and then in my life. Ever since that time, he gave you joy. Because he gave it to me. He gave you peace. He gave it to me. He gave you hope. He gave it to me. He gave you happiness. He gave it to me. He gave you whatever you need.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody. If you got anything to tell them, tell them about Jesus. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and make disciples. Hallelujah. All right. So as you go, I told you a few weeks back that you don't have to go to no special place. You don't have to have no plan made up. He didn't make it complicated. He didn't say you got to call up, make your appointment. But as you go. As I go, I'm going to meet somebody. Right. Tell them about Jesus. Yeah. Don't tell me what somebody bad done, what Trump been doing. Right. Tell me about what Jesus is doing in spite of Trump. God's got it in control. The people voted him in, and God gave him the authority to act. Because whoever you choose to be your leader, God gives them the authority to act. All right. All right. So whatever is befalling is our fault. The failure is not in God. It's always in us. And so he got up. And because he lived, we can live. Because he got up, we can get up. He ain't still in that grave. Because when Mary Magdalene and Mary and the other ladies that were there went to anoint the body. They found the door open to the cave, and nobody was there. Okay. His burial clothes were laying there, but he won't. All right. He got up. Okay. He ain't dead. He may be dead in some of our lives, but he's alive in mine. Glory to God. Anybody know he's alive in your life? Okay. Keep that in mind. Jesus is our everything. Thank him for the good he's taking you through. And then thank him for the bad that he brought us out. All right. He brought us out. And he's brought us out to stay. You shall know the word, which is the truth, and the truth shall make you free. All right. We are made free. All right. By the word of God. And the word is Jesus. Okay. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. Okay. So you want to know the truth? Search the scriptures. Okay. Everything else is a lie. Okay. All right. The word is on the truth. All right. So God bless you. And enjoy it. This day. Yeah. Give God some glory. Amen. And thank him for allowing me to stand throughout the message. Yeah. Because there was one point now that I couldn't even get out the shower. Praise God. But the Lord will work it out. Right in front of your eyes. I mean that he's rising in me all the time. He's reviving you. And he's restoring you. God bless you. That's the Lord. Oh, I'm going to say the ministers before you leave. And after service in the back.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Thank you for saving.
Is there one
a sinner
who don't know
like
Christ?
Me.
on this Resurrection Sunday, this is your time to come and accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you need prayer, it's your time to come to the altar and ask that Savior that has risen for you to pray, whatever you're going through, come to the altar and give it to him.
Both day and night, your grace and mercy brought me to. I'm living, Lord.
Shall there be another?
Because
you never know. This may be your last time.
I want
with so much going on in the world today,
and praise you, and praise
let's come for prayer.
Your grace and mercy, oh Lord, brought me through. Listen, justice demanded. That I should die.
Yes, Jesus.
But grace and mercy said, oh no. We've already paid the price. I once was blind. But thank God I see. Grace and mercy came along, yes, sir, and rescued me. Your grace and mercy brought me. I'm living on because I want to praise the Lord, praise you too. Your grace brought me through. Thank you for saving a sinner like me. That salvation is free. I was blind, but thank God I see. Grace and mercy came along, and rescued me. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this long because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Hallelujah.
Orientation will be set up for you by Dr. Lewis, and to tell you about the rules and guidelines of the church, so that you know how, what the need to do to hold them and do your part that the Lord has placed you in this church for, or whatever need for you to be here. All right, and so remember that you're doing work for the Lord. All right, God bless you and welcome aboard. This time, benediction by Ed Spring.
Let everybody say, let everybody say amen, amen. Let everybody say amen, amen, amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet Holy Communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all until we all meet again. Let's sing with the choir.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen.